Check it out.
Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Yes, I can't live no other way. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is as far as your eyes can see. As far as your eyes can see. And our scripture comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 13, verses 14 through 15. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live with me at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss Morning Motivation Live, you can hear the recording at 8 a.m. Eastern on my website, fillthefire.com, Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or follow Morning Motivation, and you'll receive the recording link text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. You can do that by texting the letters MM to phone number 33222. That's MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. Well, all of that information, the information about the powerful women's conference upcoming this weekend at which I am a speaker, the ability to contact me, and everything else you need is on my website on fieldfire.com. That is FieldFire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in the book of Genesis, chapter 13, verses 14 through 15, reading from the KJV. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward and southward, and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me wherever you are. As far as your eyes can see. Now, we're talking about the promises of the Lord for the success of your life today. So I want you to make this personal to you. Repeat after me. As far as my eyes can see. Come on and give the Lord praise for his word. What do you want? How much do you want? Where are you willing, or how far are you willing to go to attain it? When will you really get to it? Let's talk about the promises for success that God has for you. In today's scripture, God was speaking to Abram. His name had not yet been changed to Abraham. And he said to him, I want you to look to the north. Now look to the south, Abram. Look to the east and look to the west. As far as your eyes can see, everything that you can see and everything which is contained therein, I give it unto you and unto your seed forever. As far as your eyes can see. Then further down in Genesis 15 and 5, then the Lord says to him, and he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. In other words, Abram, I've already told you that everything you could see looking to the north, south, east, and west belong to you. But now look up toward the heaven and see if you can count the number of the stars. I know you can't. It is an impossibility for you to count them because there are so many. And that's the way your seed or your legacy or your promises will be. They will be so many. They will be so overwhelming. There will be such a vast multitude of them. that you will have the inability to count them as far as your eyes can see. Now, the great thing about God is that his promise was not just to Abram, because remember he said, and to thy seed forever, and we are part of his seed as far as his eyes could see, and as far as your eyes could see, to the north, south, east, and west, up into the heavens. God says, I give it unto you. But how much do you want it? How far are you willing to go to attain it? What will you do to bring the promises of God from the spiritual realm into the natural realm of your life? When will you really get to it? When will you just stop naming and claiming and actually start living, receiving, and giving? When will you just stop daydreaming and existing and actually start living life? How much do you want as far as your eyes could see? Come on and praise the Lord for this powerful word right now. In 1 Corinthians 2:9, but as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. You are incapable of conceptualizing all that God has for you, because even if your natural vision is impaired so that you can only see 5 feet in front of you, even if as far as your eyes could see only amounts to 10 feet down the road, God is not just talking about what you can see naturally, but what you are able to envision and to declare spiritually. As far as your eyes can see, God has prepared this for you. In the book of Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? In other words, if God says it, that settles it. As far as your eyes can see, Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. If the word said it, it must be accomplished. As far as your eyes can see, you ought to be envisioning something right now and praising the Lord right now. 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. God wants to bless you. God has the blessings for you, but how much, how badly do you want it? As far as your eyes can see, I came to encourage you today on this hot breakfast for your soul episode of morning motivation that God owns everything. That means that since he owns it, since he has title to it, since he has the deed to it, he also has the ability to be the grantor and then to convey it to you as the grantee. As far as your eyes can see, what is it that you want today? What is it that you need? How much do you want it? I tell you, I'll know how much you want it, because how much you want it will be evidenced by how much exercise and faith and how much works and action you put forth to attain it. If you want the better job, are you willing to do what is necessary to get it or to get the promotion? Are you willing to go back to school? Are you willing to attain the additional credentials? Are you willing to attain the additional training? Do you show up to work on time? Do you get along with your coworkers? Oh, as far as your eyes can see, do you get along with your boss? If you want to go forth in ministry, I can tell how much you want it. Do you spend quality time with the Lord? Pray and fast. Do you tithe and give? Are you able to follow someone else's ministry? Are you able to listen and be led? Or must everything be done at the church your way? You see, if you really want it, said we'll know, because God has already devised it to you. Your name is already on the deed, but unless you're going to actually take the deed and then go unlock the door of the property and move in, you just leave it open for trespassers and squatters to come in and take which is yours as far as your eyes can see. How much do you want it? How much do you want success today in every area of your life, in your relationships, and not just your marriage or your boyfriend or girlfriend, but what about interpersonal relationships with your friends, with your coworkers? How much do you want it? How much do you want success spiritually and financially? How much do you want the blessings of God to abide in your home? We'll know how much you want it by the actions you put forth to attain it, as far as your eyes can see. Come on and praise the Lord right now. As far as your eyes can see, what is it that you're envisioning right now? Just begin to say, it's mine, it's mine. I receive it, Lord. I'll do what it takes to get it as far as the eyes can see. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah, Father. We just come lifting you up. We praise you. We glorify your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We say, Lord, you are worthy. And like you, there is none other. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not praise nor glorify your name enough for the promises, the love, the grace you have given unto us as far as our eyes can see. Now, Father, I come lifting up everyone listening to Morning Motivation right now, and those who will listen later, because, Father, they have allowed themselves to be blinded. They have allowed their spiritual vision to become impaired so that they have not taken rightful ownership of what you have proclaimed for us. But, Father, I come proclaiming this day, right now, at this time, that we are accepting the deed, we're accepting title to everything that we can see for the north, the south, the east, and the west. We're accepting title to everything we can see looking upwards. We take it back and we claim it. We are evicting and ejecting, Father, squatters and trespassers, people who have been on our stuff who had no right. We are removing and rebuking them right now in the name of Jesus. Woo! We come and take back what is ours as far as the eyes can see. Now, Father, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Father, you know their needs. Come in and open the windows of heaven and give them what they need. Father, send down your blessing. Send down your blessing. Send down breakthrough. Send down faith and love. Send down healing. Send down your latter rain. Send down what they need, Father, to accomplish as far as the eyes can see. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and worship him. Just worship him. I'm going to give the altar call, and then we're going to end with our task for today. But just keep worshiping him. Say, I claim it as far as my eyes can see. For those of you who are not saved or backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I repent and ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the family. Everyone, just worship the Lord right now. Say, as far as my eyes can see. Let's get ready for me to give you your task for today. And please do not remember to text MM to phone number 33222 so you can follow Morning Motivation, and go to fieldthefire.com so you can get the information on the upcoming Women's Conference and share this podcast with others today. Now, our topic is as far as your eyes can see. Your task for today is to go in with your deed and take ownership of everything you've given away or that you never even claimed that God has shown you was for you. As far as your eyes can see, I'll see you in the morning. Go get what is yours. Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer, start working. You gotta do-